play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to John Field Gymnasium. Final game of the Galesburg High School boys basketball team's Martin Luther King Tournament. Rockford East has already won the championship 62-37 over Minooka. With the virtue of that victory, doesn't matter what the Silver Streaks do here tonight, ERABs have won the tournament. Galesburg battling Dunlap for the third time this season, twice at Taylorville, and now once here. As we get ready to start this game, we want to just kind of fill our listeners in. I think word has gotten out. I know it has been in some of the media reports that the Maine South Peoria game, the reason for that game being canceled was that the father of one of the Maine South players was headed down the interstate coming down from the western suburbs to watch his son play earlier today, and there was a car accident on I-88, and the gentleman died in that car accident. So Maine South played the game earlier today unaware of the situation, and certainly under the circumstances, that last game was canceled, and these final two games of the tournament then were moved up on the schedule. So certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of that young man. I don't believe that the identity of the gentleman has been released, so we're not going to say which player it was here. I don't think that's necessarily our responsibility or certainly our right to do that. But that is the situation here. And Mike Reynolds, we talked about it ahead of the game, and he's going to share some thoughts on that at the end of the game. He preferred to do it during the post game rather than the pregame, as Dunlap turns it over on this opening possession. But I know, Steve, it's certainly a situation you can relate to very much so in an unfortunate kind of way. And I know you know better as well as anybody the difficulties that program is going to be facing here.
Yeah, we lost Jason Malden, our Legion baseball team, and his grandfather tragically. I mean, there's no words even to describe how tragically and heartbreaking it is. And we were talking off the air. There's no replacing your dad or a loved one, but the support to try to help with that has to come, and it will come from his teammates and their parents and the community and our teammates and parents and Coach Reynolds with me and our ball club and the community here was just fantastic in helping us try to get through the terrible time that was Jason's death and his grandfather Steve's death.
So here today, the night, the final game of the tournament underway. Silver Streaks down 2-0 here in the early going on a basket by freshman Gabe Calhoun. Here's Jacob Carl from the right baseline. Misses, follows
good
the
hustle.
And it's his own miss and runs it in.
That's what you want to do. Follow your shot there, and that's the perfect example of it there, textbook example of it.
So tied at 2, just underway. Silver Streaks coming in on a 3-game winning streak, 15-6 on the season after turning around a 3-game losing streak to three really good teams. As here's a bad ball handling by Kelly and Thomas. Khalil Hodge with the steal and the run out for the layup, and the Silver Streaks have their first lead of the game at 4-2, coming off the second Dunlap turnover. At the free throw line, this is Thomas Wallace, kicks it back out. On the left side, Gabe Calhoun. I almost feel like we don't even need to reintroduce these guys because we've seen them. I know it's only been two games prior to this, but how unusual to be playing any team a third time here as Guyton misses a jumper. Jacob Carl gets his second rebound. Nick Fields down low, intended for Anderson, and Guyton knocks it out of bounds. What are the challenges in facing it? I mean, again, how unusual to be playing a team three times at any juncture of the season, but here we are only in the middle of January and you're facing a team for the
first
time.
You hope that there's a little bit of a teach going on. You should be familiar a little bit with some of the tendencies of your opponent, and I know our kids are. You get the scout, but you've also seen it and played against it, so certainly that's there.
Khalil Hodge misses a three-pointer. Dunlap gets the rebound. 4-2 Silver Streaks, just 2.5 minutes into the finale of this Martin Luther King tournament. Up top, this is Isaac Guyton with it. Hands off to Gabe Calhoun. Runner inside the free throw line. Hits it and a foul called. And a chance at a three-point play. The freshman has all four of Dunlap's points here early. And a chance for the Eagles to regain the lead on the first foul of the game for the Silver Streaks against Khalil Hodge.
And he's another one of these kids that we've watched, obviously, a lot here. Not just in the games we played, but you and I, Brad, have watched them in games before in these tournaments. So we're familiar with him, and he's got a lot of upside as a young player. Just a freshman.
Yep, in the starting lineup, and has been pretty much all season for head coach Tony Thomason. Fields on the dribble, guarded by Calhoun. Now to the left side, it goes to Jacob Carl, just off the elbow. Still holding, looking over the floor, now gives it off to Andrew Anderson. Steps inside the arc, shoots a 17-footer, missed it. Cornell comes flying in for the rebound, but it's knocked out of his hands into the hands of Calhoun. Takes it all the way down the left side of the lane, but misses the runner off the backboard. Ball knocked around, chased down, a scrum for it, and now falling out of bounds, Thomas Wallace throws it off the head of Cornell Dotson, and it'll stay on Dunlap's end.
Good hustle there by both ball clubs.
Good scramble, yeah.
Yeah, both teams, you know, showing a lot of hunger, which you would expect. I mean, they're competitors. Two coaches that want to win, want to be successful.
Tony Thomason in his second season as head coach at Dunlap. Mike Reynolds, by the way, has got a coaching milestone coming up. Pass down low to Thomas Wallace, lays it up and in from the low blocks. And Mike Reynolds is going to call a full timeout here with 4:35 to go in this opening quarter. Mike Reynolds has a 193 victories as a head coach of the Silver Streaks. So number 200 is just around the corner. It could come this year. The Streaks have to win 22. And victory number 22 this season would be his 200th at Galesburg High School. And that's awfully impressive. He's getting close to Barry Swanson, who's second all-time on the coaching list. And just a testament to what Mike has done in turning this program around. And typical of what we've seen, not happy with the effort he's seen from his players, so he's going to address that very quickly here, just 3.5 minutes into the game.
And he's getting into rarefied air there, too. Barry Swanson, an outstanding coach, obviously John Thiel, and we've had some others here. But again, being around this gentleman here for 10 years and watching him day in and day out, he has been extraordinary and exceptional, and one of the real outstanding coaches anywhere around in basketball and in any sport. I always think he's a football guy coaching basketball, but he is truly, truly an outstanding coach. And I think right now, just trying to figure out how can we get off to a little bit better start. Yeah. We're fighting a start right now, that's for sure.
Trailed the entire first quarter against Peoria earlier today before winning it by 17. Fields around his man, in from the right side, can't hit the shot off the backboard, and the rebound by Dunlap. Wallace sneaked in there. Got a handle on it. Good move by Nick. Just couldn't finish off the shot. Now a runner at the other end. Calhoun down the right side of the lane. Missed it. And the rebound by Ben Wallace.
Out hustle for the rebound there again. We're a little flat-footed right now.
Meanwhile, Calhoun has taken four of Dunlap's six shots here in the early going. He has five of their 7 points for a three-point Eagles lead. Passes up the three. Drives, dishes it over to the right side. Waller can knock it down. He passes it up top instead to Guyton. Pass the midpoint of quarter number one, 7-4 Dunlap. Guyton glances back at the bench, gets it over to Calhoun, who resets the offense here in the midcourt circle. Waller on the right elbow, now to the free throw line. Guyton swings the ball down on the floor, kicks it into the corner. Waller for three off the back rim, and the long rebound into the hands of Guyton. Drives left side, up and in, and a foul. Three offensive rebounds that I can think of just off the top of my head here, Steve.
Absolutely. Three offensive rebounds, and all three of them, for the most part, were pursuing the ball and hustle plays. And right now, that's our calling card. So we're getting beat in our own game here, and again, behind early.
Hodge and Fields out. Quinn Anderson, Tylan Parks in for the Silver Streaks. 3:31 to go. Guyton to the free throw line. After the foul on Jacob Carl, second team foul on the Streaks, missed the free throw. Anderson with the rebound. Andrew Anderson, that is. Galesburg down five. Andrew drives it all the way in from the right side, kicks it into the corner. Tylan for three off the front of the rim. Carl with a weak side rebound. Back to Tylan in the lane. Reach in, and the Dunlap Eagles steal it away. Back into the front court to the top of the arc. Wallace, left side Waller on the wing. Another opportunity for the Silver Streaks, just couldn't finish it off. Now at the free throw line, Wallace shoots, and the shot rolls around and drops through. And Dunlap on top, 11-4 now.
If there's any silk lining in this, we've been in all these games and have been able to come back. But you don't like to get behind the eight ball early here. That's a recipe for disaster.
Bounce pass down low from Carl to Parks. Steps back.
Nice play by Tylan.
Draws the foul. A chance at a three-point play. Tylan caught along the baseline. Did the little dribble step back. Initiated contact with Thomas Wallace. And he's got a chance at a three-point play.
Used his body perfectly there. Outstanding job. Good pass by Jacob Carlswell. And here comes Superman into the ball game for us, Jalen McCants.
Jalen McCants coming off career highs in the win earlier today over Peoria. 18 points, 10 rebounds, all off the bench. Parks knocks down the free throw for the three-point play, and the Streaks are down four now at 11-7, 2:40 to go first quarter. Waller with it on the left side, kicks it back up top into the midcourt circle. Calhoun back to Waller on the wing. Waller starts to dribble, works his way back out. 11-7, Dunlap here in the early going. On the right side, Calhoun bounces it to the free throw line. Wallace down low, batted away by the Silver Streaks. Guyton chases it down into the corner. Now driving, Calhoun, nice two defenders, and a big jump stop for the travel.
Yeah. That was a double jump stop. That was not the Euro step there, Brad.
Third turnover on Dunlap?
Yes, third turnover on Dunlap. Right.
2:15 to go, opening quarter. Silver Streaks down four with the ball. Good defense by the Silver Streaks. Here's McCants out high. Now left side over to Parks. Tylan looking to pass it away. Almost dragged his pivot foot. Maintained his composure. Now Cornell drives down the lane and a foul on the floor ahead of that. That'll be a reach on Isaac Guyton, his first. Second team foul on the Eagles.
Little hesitation move, and Cornell went right down the gut there trying to get to the rim and was fouled. Very aggressive move.
Quinn Anderson will inbound from the right of the baseline, or right of the backboard, rather. Connor Rocco into the game, 6-1, 2:45. Anderson looking, feeds it. Anderson kicks it right back out to Dotson. Inside the lane, gets it to Jalen. Shoots an 18-footer. Hits!
That's a part of the game that he's going to have to work on. Yeah. He knows that, but right there, look good. Little mid-range jump shot.
Haven't seen that from him. Most of his points earlier today on offensive rebound putbacks, and there's a new wrinkle to his game as the Silver Streaks go to the 1-3-1 here. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. This really threw Dunlap for a while down at Taylorville. Let's
absolutely
see how they handle it here. In the lane,
there's a block
by McCants. Loose ball picked up by Andrew. Driving in the lane. Shot in and out and in again, and we're tied at 11.
Created by that block by Jalen there, and started we got out on the break and transition and scored in transition points.
Defensive end for sure. Tied at 11 on the left side, driving in Calhoun. Found an opening, bounces it through the lane. Good feed to Rocco, lays it up in right side.
Cornell's rotation was just a step late. He has to come from high down to low to cover that up on that defensive rotation.
Kick as Anderson gets it into the front court. Probably got away with a little push off on Ben Waller. That, as much as anything, disrupted the rhythm to Quinn's dribble. Streaks are fortunate probably to hang on to it here.
Absolutely there, Brad. We did get away with one a little bit there.
Minute to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks down two with the ball. Andrew up top, dribbles, cut off, kicks it out. Left corner, Cornell for three. Air balls it. Weak side rebound, Isaac Guyton, who's got two boards in the game. Kelly and Thomas will bring it across midcourt for the Eagles. Right side, high post, Guyton. Fakes, now shoots, off the back iron. Good reach back by Andrew Anderson to lock down on that rebound. He'll bring it into the front court. McCants driving in from the left side. Draws contact, puts it up and in, and a foul. Have a day, sophomore Jalen McCants.
Everything that he's throwing up there is going in. It looks as big as a wash bucket up there. And a nice move, and again, a little stop and pop, mid-range jump shot. Got fouled and was able to play through the contact.
Took it right at Rocco, and I give Jalen credit for that. I think he had a real mismatch there on Rocco. And give him credit, sophomore playing on the varsity level, recognized it right away and took it at him.
Good point, Brad. And we were talking there with Coach Thomason and Coach Reynolds about kids' basketball IQ, and this kid has a high basketball IQ. He recognizes situations.
And he knocks down the free throw. Five in the quarter for Jalen McCants, puts the Streaks on top. 14-13, their first lead of the game. We've been tied three times, but this is the Streaks' first lead as we wind down the first quarter, 20 seconds to go. Waller, high post, Rocco, left side, passes it away. A Guyton into the corner, Waller. Looks like they do want to hold for the last shot. They had a couple of opportunities to shoot if they wanted to. Now they pull it back out high. Kelly and Thomas on the dribble, guarded by Quinn Anderson, down to 7 seconds to go. Thomas tries to get tricky with it. Now with a crossover dribble to the right side. Pump fakes, puts it up off the front of the rim. Good defense by the Silver Streaks. 14-13 after one. Over Dunlap. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Bored at your current job, or maybe you need another part-time position to help make ends meet? See a list of current local job openings right now at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll find positions in sales, residential assistance, manufacturing, and more. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
We are now at a point of voting for the lesser of two evils, but that, in and of itself, is the problem.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
I had two for us.
Okay.
One quarter gone at John Thiel. Jim Clark Hawkins into the game for the Silver Streaks. Hodge, Fields back in, Quinn Anderson, and McCants. Fields picks up his dribble left side, skips it back up top to Jalen. McCants bounces it to the right side. Hawkins steps back, three-pointer off the back of the rim. Jalen with an offensive rebound, put back, and a foul. Oh, my goodness. 7 in the first half for Jalen McCants. Another offensive rebound put back. This is his first one in this game. And a chance at a three-point play after the foul, the second of the game on Connor Rockow.
Just keep it going and ride this wave as long as you can ride this wave. The game's awfully tough, and when it's going easy for you, you want to take advantage of it every opportunity you can.
And there you go, perfect example. Free throw bounces off the back iron, straight up, and then drops through. Finishes off the three-point play. McCants with 8 in the game, leading the Silver Streaks on top 17-13. Early second quarter action, final game of the King Tournament here at Thiel. Into the game, Nathan Whitney, 6'3 senior. Players on the floor we haven't seen a whole lot of from Tony Thomason as McCants reaches in, knocks the ball loose,
and he
scrambles
for it,
dives on it on the floor, and the tie-up called, and Dunlap's going to hang on to it here. 48 seconds into the second quarter, 4-point Galesburg lead.
And Jalen knocked the ball loose there and then was able to get on top of it. Had the presence to get on top of it as well, Brad. Nice hustle play.
Gabe Calhoun back in for Dunlap. Whitney stays on the floor. Wallace back into the game. Waller and Guyton for the Eagles. So four of their starters back in here. Just a minute gone in the second quarter. 4-point Silver Streaks lead, 17-13. On the left side, Waller. Up top it goes to Calhoun. Works his way to the right side of the arc. Good bounce pass in the lane.
Nice
finds
pass
Wallace.
Inside there.
Turnaround jumper is good. 17-15, Streaks by 2. 6 in the game for Thomas Wallace.
Fight your way around on top of that so you can deny that pass. If you allow him to catch it, burying you there, you're in trouble.
Fields bothered out high. Gets the pass away left to Quinn Anderson. Starts to dribble inside the arc. Here's McCants driving left side. Reverse layup up and in. He's got 10 in the game already, and the Silver Streaks lead by 4. 19-15.
At this point, Brad, you're really seeing a star in the making here. I know that's it may be early to say that, but he's got all the tools to be a big-time player.
Playing with a great deal of confidence, he is getting some time on the varsity level. Here is a jumper right side. Whitney airballs it. Weak side rebound off a Dunlap player's hand. Fields comes down with it, and a foul called on the Eagles, their fifth of the game.
Yeah, that was another difficult play there. He went to the rim, came underneath it, used his body again as the shield, and shot a reverse layup just as you would draw it up. Textbook, fundamentally sound play.
Foul called on Thomas Wallace, his first, or second rather. 6 minutes to go, first half. Hawkins up top, picks up his dribble, gets it right side over to Anderson. Quinn on the dribble, drives into the lane, foul on the floor ahead of that. Quinn finished it all the way, would have had a basket, but the foul before that on Gabe Calhoun, his first, and the sixth Dunlap team foul. So Silver Streaks very close to shooting free throws here with just under 6 minutes to go in the half. Galesburg with only 2 team fouls here early. on the bounce pass on the end. Nice look from Fields to find Hawkins, but he got out of position going up for the shot, and it was batted out of bounds. Dunlap let it go out, and the Streaks are going to get it back.
You know, we're doing a good job identifying clear driving lanes to the basket, and we're going there with authority like Quinn just did that previous play. That creates a lot of opportunities.
Hawkins up top, McCants left elbow, and a foul away from the ball. Fields trying to fight through a screen. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Dunlap. First of the game on Ben Waller, and Nick Fields is going to go to the line shooting a 1-1 here. Just 2 minutes 15 seconds into the second quarter. So the Streaks with a 4-point lead, a real opportunity here to use free throws to help spread this lead. Heading toward halftime. First one up and off the back iron. Put the rebound back to Fields. Put back up and in.
Great Johnny hustle by spot. Nick. Great hustle by Nick there. He's a heady ball player and always gives you 100%.
21-15 Silver Streaks. 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. Calhoun up top. Fields filled the passing lane, knocked it loose, and then a high pass corralled by Guyton before it goes out of bounds. Dunlap really rattled early in this possession. Now trying to settle things down. On the left side, Whitney on the wing. Up top to Waller, gets it back to Whitney. Nathan Whitney at 6'3", a senior. Bounce pass to the inside, Guyton. Gets it to Wallace inside the free throw line. Shot banks off the backboard, out of the basket, and pops out into the hands of Fields for the rebound. Now McCants has the ball knocked away in the backcourt, and he lost the handle on it himself. Just the third Galesburg turnover in the game.
Yeah, as he spun there, I think the ball, as he put it down on the floor, hit his leg, and ricocheted out of bounds there. We're really doing a fine job in the defensive end here against Guyton and Thomas. And for the most part, we're face guarding them, which means we're trying to deny them the ball at any point in the possession.
Guyton is an all-tournament type of player. I don't think he's had really any huge games. He has it now inside the free throw line. Here's a drive in from the left side. Calhoun takes it all the way. The foul on the floor and a chance at a three-point play for the freshman. And that's his game. I mean, as many times as we've watched him, he loves to drive. He loves the dribble drive. And he loves to take it in from the left side, too.
And he's a slasher, Brad. And again, being left-handed, we have to identify that and get on that left hand. And we didn't there, and he got right to the rim very easily with the left hand.
That's what I was going to say. They didn't recognize it quickly enough. He's got the three-point play. 8 points in the game for Calhoun. Now Fields drives in from the right side, and he gets fouled attacking the basket.
Again, aggressive to the rim almost every possession.
Eighth team foul on Dunlap. First of the game on Whitney. And Fields will go back to the line shooting a 1-1. Came in at 63% from the free throw line. Missed the first one, and now misses this one off the back iron. Whitney sits down. Brad Truden back into the game for Dunlap. Hawkins and McCants sit down. Carl and Andrew Anderson back in. Nice breather for two of the Streaks forwards. Essentially sitting for the first 3.5 minutes of this second quarter.
And Coach Reynolds using his bench very nicely and effectively here tonight. They're giving us quality minutes.
Fields knocks down the second free throw. 4-point Galesburg lead, 22-18. On the right side on the wing, this is Truden. At the top of the arc, Isaac Guyton. Trying to find Wallace on the inside. Has it now on the right baseline. Skip pass left side over to Calhoun. Head fake, steps back, shoots an 18-footer. That's a little bit long.
And we'd like him to do that there. That's the shot we want to force him into.
Khalil Hodge with the rebound. Here's Anderson with it now. Andrew with the dribble at the front end of the Dunlap bench. Gets it into the right wing to Fields. Nick dribbles it back out with a left hand up top to Andrew. Puts the ball on the floor, back behind into Cornell. Drives to the free throw line, kicks it out. Carl, now to Andrew. Andrew backing his way in at the free throw line. Wanted to go back door, but he gets it to the outside to Cornell Dotson. Now soft bounce pass intended for Fields, picked off. And somebody kicked the ball as Dunlap tried to get out with it in transition. So the fourth turnover for the Streaks. And no, Galesburg is going to get it back.
I know that's the pass right now that is our bugaboo, that soft bounce pass or lob pass without a pass fake.
Fields drives in, banks it in from the left side. Nick's been so much more aggressive, heading to the basket, becoming more of an offensive threat for the Silver Streaks here in the last, well, certainly since the calendar turned to 2018, and he's got 5 in the second quarter.
And he's been very aggressive here tonight.
And a drive from the outside. Nobody came over to cut off Truden, who took it in from the right wing all the way down the middle of the lane.
Didn't get anybody helping there, Brad. We got no one from the help side recognize that and step in and try to either stop the ball or take a charge.
4-point Silver Streaks lead. Up top, Fields. Top of the arc, right side over to Anderson on the wing. Andrew drives in, finds a low block, feeds it up with the left hand, and a blocking foul called on Kelly and Thomas. And I think what really allowed Galesburg to get that three-point play possibility. I think Thomas was just too far under the basket when Andrew let that one go. He was almost under the backboard himself, just reaching back with the left hand to flip that up and in.
And that's a good point, Brad. They're not going to give that to you underneath. That's not a defensive play. And credit Andrew there. He really had great body control and switched hands and shot that left-handed, a big-time shot.
27-20 as Anderson knocks down the three-point play with a free throw. He's got five in the game. 27-20, Silver Streaks, under 3 minutes to go first half. Up top, Calhoun. Little hesitation drive. Now passes it through the lane, intended for Thomas. Carl knocked it loose. Silver Streaks come away with a steal. Anderson across midcourt. Now Andrew cuts into the lane, feeds it into the left wing. Dotson, extra pass to Fields. Stopped along the baseline. Bounce passes it through the lane, intended for Carl. Stolen away by Dunlap. Thomas into the front court. Left wide open for three, and that one's off the mark. Rebound, Andrew got flat-footed with it, and Calhoun came in from the backside and took it away. Now up top, the fake three by Truden, now backs away. Another chance for the Eagles. Calhoun with it up the near sideline between the circles. Now gets it back. Calhoun with it on the elbow. Skip pass left side over to Truden. Left wide open from the wing. Three-pointer in and out. Rebound, a collision underneath, and Khalil Hodge picks up the loose ball on the baseline. Here come the Silver Streaks trying to add to a seven-point lead. 2 minutes to go for the half. Andrew up top around the right side. Into the corner. Khalil fakes the Cornell fakes the three and got called for traveling.
Yep, just got a little quick. Moved his feet before he got the ball down on the deck.
A little ragged here in the second
quarter. Ragged here at times, yeah. And that's the pace we're playing at, fourth game, in a short period of time, you're going to get a little ragged on the offensive end.
Silver Streaks do still have a seven-point lead, though, as Guyton airballs one from the wing under the basket. Cornell follows up by a little stopping it from going out of bounds. Here's Dotson with it now on the right wing. Dribbles left, finds an opening in the lane, cut off, trying to swing it back to the outside. Carl up top to Fields. Squared up for three. Now a hesitation dribble down the lane. Gets blocked by Calhoun and chases down his own rebound. They waited for Nick to go up with it. Nick took it right at him. And now Guyton at the other end. Little off balance. Throws one up from the right side. Bank shot won't go down. And a foul called on Jacob Carl will put Guyton at the line. That's Carl's second foul and the fourth on the Silver Streaks.
Another tough one on Jacob there. He just walled up and went straight up. And I didn't feel like that he forced any contact there, but got the foul.
Guyton with the first free throw, his first point of the quarter, three for the game.
And credit Guyton for being aggressive and trying to force some type of contact that, again, the offensive player usually gets the benefit of the doubt on.
Jalen McCants back into the game as Carl sits down with two fouls, a minute 15 to go. Coach Mike Reynolds doesn't want him to pick up a third before halftime. Second free throw rolls off. Andrew Anderson with the rebound. Silver Streaks by six. Anderson down the lane, found an opening, takes it all the way up and in with the right hand.
Little double clutch, and we continue to be aggressive to the rim.
8-point Galesburg lead, biggest of the night for the Silver Streaks as we wind under a minute to go here in this first half. Calhoun with a dribble up top. They leave him open to shoot. He passes it away left side. Nick never saw it coming. It hit the bottom of his legs from the backside, and the loose ball saved by Dunlap. I think somebody over there hollered at Nick. He never saw it coming. Didn't recognize it in time. So Dunlap lucky not to force one into a turnover. Now, right side, Truden knocks down a three from the elbow. 29-24, down to a 5-point Galesburg lead. Anderson drives all the way, banks it up and in on an athletic move driving in from the right side.
Only guy on our ball club except for maybe Jalen McCants that can get away with that kind of shot, almost nearly a circus shot there because he's got great body control.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. Off-balance shot driving in, and then he managed to square his body up enough and control it to knock down the bank shot. On the right side, Whitney works his way out to the arc, now pulls it back out. Calhoun gives it to Guyton. He'll shoot a long one with 3 seconds to go. Missed it, and the offensive rebound put back on the weak side by Nathan Whitney, and they get a garbage basket, basically, at the end of the first half, and that'll put the Silver Streaks lead at 5, 31-26, heading into the locker room. We'll take a look at the first half stats when we come back. We'll get a word from the coaching staff, and we'll update you on scores from this Martin Luther King tournament and any others we can find from around the area. With the Silver Streaks up 31-26 at the half, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
No matter the season, no matter the reason, anyone who has a car, truck, or van would love a detailed gift card. Swing by the shop with the palm tree on Grand Avenue and get yours.
You better call Dave's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
I spent my whole life believing I was the only one to escape the bad eyes gene in my family. But ever since I hit the big 4-0, I spent a lot of time moving my arms around to get the fine print to focus. My wife laughed at me the other day when I asked our 7-year-old to read my phone for me.
Sorry.
Yep, I think it's time.
Just because you've never had vision problems doesn't mean you don't need a yearly eye exam. As we age, our eyes change, and it's common for vision problems to occur midlife. Let the doctors at Kehoe Eye Care give you the most thorough eye exam available and ensure you're seeing the world clearly. Make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy 3 tires and get one for $1 or pay full price for 4 tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy 3, get one for $1. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you 4 beautiful tires for the price of 3 plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's David Schramm from WGIL, reminding you that the next Galesburg Civic Arts Center Mindful Creativity Night with the American Cancer Society is Friday, January 19th, starting at 6:30 p.m. The theme will be Walk the Dog. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium, 31-26 Silver Streaks with a lead over Dunlap. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'd like to start off with the team numbers, so Steve Cheeseman, I will give you that opportunity to do that here first.
Both teams shot the ball pretty well in the first half. We were 13 out of 23. That's 56%. Very good shooting.
Yeah.
And they were 11 out of 24 for 45%. You know, one of the things that I think was a telling statistic, we only attempted 5 3-point shots and made 0.
Yeah,
which is unusual for
us.
And we talked about we've been going to the rim aggressively. When you do that and finish, you're going to make a high percentage of your shots.
Or get some free throw opportunities.
Absolutely, and we got that as well. They were 1 for 7. We won the rebound war. We really crashed the boards, 17 to 10. And we've turned it over 6 times. They've turned it over 5.
Free throw shooting. Dunlap 3 out of 5. And Dunlap was 1 of 7 from three-point range. Silver Streaks were 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. 5-point Galesburg lead at the half. Final game of the King Tournament. 31-26 your lead. We'll take a break, come back, talk things over with the coaching staff. We'll run through the individual scoring as well. From John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks are on top of Dunlap in their third meeting this season, You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at both Galesburg Dairy Queen locations on North Henderson Street as well as at Main and Grand. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast includes a wind chill advisory in effect until noon tomorrow. Cloudy, chance of flurries overnight. Tonight, a low of 2 below with wind chills near 23 below and gusty winds. Chance of morning flurries tomorrow, a high of 15 with wind chills still near 20 below at times. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 0. Sunny Wednesday, a high of 19. Then much better Thursday, sunny and a high up to 34. Right now, it's 5 above with a wind chill of 15 below at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead Dunlap 31-26 in the final boys game of this tournament. Individual scoring in the first half for Dunlap. The freshman Gabe Calhoun leads the way with 8 points. Thomas Wallace is next with 6. Brad Truden has 5. Isaac Guyton has 3. Connor Rockow, Nathan Whitney each have 2. No one else for Dunlap has scored in the first half. For the Silver Streaks, at least the way this day has gone, I think we can safely say who else leads the Silver Streaks in scoring. Of course, it's Jalen McCants. 10 points off the bench. 5 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter. Andrew Anderson had 7 in the second quarter. He's got 9 for the game. Nick Fields, 5. Tylen Parks off the bench with 3. Jacob Carl had 2 for the Silver Streaks. No one else has scored. Andrew Anderson is the leading rebounder with 4 in the game. 5-point Silver Streaks lead, 31-26. Players already back onto the floor, warming up for the second half. Earlier today here on WGIL, Galesburg girls were winners in their version of the Martin Luther King Tournament. 47-43 over Bloomington. Good come-from-behind win for the Silver Streaks, and they hung on late to win it by 4. Coaches are back out of the locker room. Let's go down to courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart for our halftime interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, halftime of the final game of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Galesburg 31 and Dunlap 26. Coach, good first half. We're really getting to the rim. Something by design?
Well, they're giving us driving lanes. So we're getting in there and nobody's stepping over. So we're actually getting the layups instead of the kickouts this game. And, well, we haven't made a 3 yet, I don't believe. I think we're over five.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's working. So hopefully we can keep doing that in the second half.
Anything that we have to do or you guys are addressing here as we come back in the second half?
Well, we got to play with more energy than them. If we play with more energy than them, we're going to be able to guard them. We're going to be able to out-rebound them, and then we're going to be able to get the shots we want on offense.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take it home from here.
Thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Ryan Hart, assistant coach of the Silver Streaks, joining us here at halftime. 31-26 is the Galesburg lead. Let's give you some other scores on our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Earlier today, prior to this game, Rockford East defeated Minooka 62-37. E-Rabs win this Galesburg Martin Luther King tournament by virtue of going 4-1 in the tournament. And again, if the Silver Streaks win tonight, they'll be 4-1 also. So you might be thinking, well, why does they win it? Well, it's because Rockford East defeated the Silver Streaks 82-58 back on Thursday, January 4th, first game of this tournament. So with both teams going 4-1, Rockford East wins it by virtue of the head-to-head matchup. In the final game of the first session earlier, Minooka was a 48-42 winner over this Dunlap team. Silver Streaks were winners earlier today, 69-52. And again, the Galesburg girls knocked off Bloomington 47-43. Want to remind you, we've got Fighting Illini basketball against Nebraska coming up after our broadcast here tonight. And we'll get a little bit more of that game in by virtue of this one starting an hour earlier than originally planned. Silver Streaks with the ball to begin the third quarter. Fields, Anderson, and a foul away from the ball, I think on Dunlap. As soon as that whistle blew, I was immediately thinking, oh, illegal screen. It's going the other way. But
and that time, Guyton, trying to defend Nick off the screen, grabbed him as he got around the screen.
First, second foul of the game on Guyton. First on either team, obviously, in the second half as we played only 10 seconds. So Fields, Andrew Anderson, Carl, Dotson, and Hodge for the Silver Streaks. Nick up top trying to find an opening to work around. Everything's clogged up there around the top of the arc, so he works his way to the right wing. Now Khalil with it, left high post, back behind him to Anderson. Andrew gives to Carl. Drives, stops at the free throw line, kicks it out. Fields, pump fakes a three. Now a hesitation drive, pulls up free throw line off the back of the iron. Nice shot in rhythm, just couldn't knock it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Mid-range jump shot off the screen. Good look, just didn't go.
Guyton with a rebound. Dunlap down five. First possession of the second half. Good to see former Silver Streaks football coach Zach Chatterton in attendance here today. Got to visit with him a little bit prior to the girls' game earlier today. Of course, he's still glowing over that second place finish for the Dunlap football team back at Thanksgiving.
Zach's a good guy.
He is.
He was over at Churchill. I was over there with him, and he's a fine fella and a fine teacher.
Fields gets called for a reach on Isaac Guyton. Bounce pass into the interior. Called for a little push in the back. That's the first foul of the game on Fields. So both teams with one, just a little over a minute into the second half. On the inbounds, Guyton got free and knocks down the three from the left elbow.
And that time he was in rhythm and, you know, nothing but net there.
He's got six in the game. Lead is down to two for the Silver Streaks. 31-29, just underway third quarter. Dotson on the left wing. He's been pretty quiet offensively. He was one of the marked men that Tony Thomason talked about in the pregame show. Dotson and Khalil Hodge. Consequently, they have 2 points between them here tonight, as Dunlap's done a number on them defensively. They obviously didn't account for Jalen McCants, though.
No, that's not anything that they saw coming, probably.
Here's Andrew with a jump stop in the lane, and Andrew's had a nice follow-up offensive game. We were talking before the game on air, off air here tonight, how much he has struggled, but he's in double figures with 11 now. A lot of his shots have come in rhythm, and he's taking it right at Dunlap's defense.
As we talked and as Coach Hart talked, they're giving us some driving lanes, and we're taking advantage of it.
Guyton with the up and under in the lane, up with the left hand, scoops it off the front of the rim. Rebound, Jacob Carl for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trying to build on this four-point lead now. Andrew drives, step back by Hodge for three, air balls it. Carl on the weak side, put back up and in.
Nice job by Andrew of dishing it off. Khalil just missed the shot, and Johnny on the spot on the weak side glass was Jacob.
35-29, Silver Streaks by six, and another foul away from the ball. This one I think they're going to call on Nick again, trying to fight through a screen, chasing down Guyton through the lane. And Nick has picked up two quick personal fouls, just 2.5 minutes, not even 2.5 minutes, into the third quarter. On the inbound, Kelly and Thomas, right of the backboard. Looking, calling out for someone to help him out. Now he gets it under the inbound. Wallace gives it right back to Thomas, who dribbles all the way out. Hodge, tracking down Calhoun through the lane. Calhoun passes it away to Thomas on the outside. Looking over the defense, gets it up top to Guyton. Seemed to be making a concerted effort to get it to Isaac Guyton here, early third quarter.
And rightfully so. He's their best player, and you want to try to go to your best player.
Thomas runs into traffic, now leaves it off right side to Wallace, who drives in and lays it in from the right side.
Nice pass there, his penetration and finding the open man.
Silver Streaks did a good job defensively, but then just stood around in the lane a little too much, and they allowed Thomas to find an opening and get it away to Wallace. Cornell drives in, knocked off balance, can't hit from the free throw line, and the rebound Wallace for Dunlap.
No call, and Coach Reynolds is exactly right there. There was a lot of contact on the shot.
Right side jumper misses from three-point range. Silver Streaks and a Dunlap player both hit the floor on the weak side, and Galesburg touched it last out of bounds, and Dunlap will keep it after Truden missed the three. 4:43 to go, third quarter. Dunlap with the ball down four, 35-31 Silver Streaks.
Game getting more physical here.
On the inbound to Guyton. Now Fields chases him down, so Guyton has to dribble it back out to the volleyball line. Nick chases him around the left side, handoff to Calhoun, working left to right into the lane. Deep leaves it off for Wallace, but he misses the shot off the back iron. Not quite point-blank range, but a good high-percentage shot. Jacob Carl with a rebound. Six in the game for Jacob. Andrew at the other end misses a three badly. Weak side rebound. Fields has it knocked loose, chases it down, batted away. Now Truden has it for Dunlap. Back come the Eagles, down four. Wide open underneath Wallace with a lay-in. Good feed from the left wing on the outside by Guyton. 35-33. That upsets Mike Reynolds enough to call the timeout. 4:09 to go. I take it back. Dunlap called the timeout with 4:09 to go, third quarter, and a two-point Galesburg lead.
Yeah, a good flurry there by Dunlap. We tried to help there, and in our scramble to help, we left a man wide open underneath. And Dunlap has been taking advantage of some of our lapses in terms of helping out on defense here and getting some easy baskets.
Silver Streaks to 0 for the night from three-point range. Hodge and Anderson both have put one up but haven't converted. Carl and Andrew have baskets in close to for the Silver Streaks, but they've been outscored 7-4 here through the first not quite 4 minutes of the third quarter. The lead is down to 2, 35-33. Silver Streaks looking for their third win over the Eagles after beating them twice at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. And took the lead here late first quarter and have had it ever since, but are in danger of losing it here midway through the third. Quinn Anderson into the game for the Silver Streaks. McCants back in as well. With Anderson, feeds it down low to Khalil. Gets blocked on the way up from the low blocks. No foul called. And Dunlap comes away with it with a chance to tie it up here. Guyton cut off with Quinn Anderson guarding him now. To the left wing, Calhoun. He'll drive it if he can. Puts the ball on the floor, trying to go around. McCants leans in. Shot rolls off. But he leans in on McCants, getting the first foul on Jalen. And Calhoun will go to the line, shooting two free throws with a chance to tie it up. 3:40 to go, third quarter.
Calhoun was in an isolation there, one-on-one, and he showed for the first time, Brad, he could go right and got into the lane with a right hand and I think surprised Jalen a little bit.
Missed the free throw, though. Dunlap 3-for-5 from the line in the first half. Might remember, they really struggled against the Silver Streaks down at Taylorville. Had one game where they shot 6 of 17 from the free throw line. Calhoun missed them both, and then they can't control the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say Anderson touched it last for the Silver Streak, so Dunlap will get it back.
We're struggling here with the initial first few minutes of the third quarter. We've been struggling with our starts.
And three team fouls compared to just one for the Eagles. So all the numbers favoring the Eagles here early third quarter, except on the scoreboard where Galesburg still leads by 2. Eagles with the ball. They give Calhoun room to shoot from the outside. He skip passes it left side over to Truden. Right back to Calhoun, cutting in the lane. Up with the left hand, off the back iron. Rebound, McCants had it. And Calhoun goes over the back and picks up the foul. His second.
He's not going to outleap Jalen there. Jalen was in great position, pursued the ball, and Calhoun got over his back to foul him.
35-33, Silver Streaks dodge a bullet, still with a two-point lead. Dunlap with a full-court press here. Quinn Anderson inbounds, and then Dunlap backs off once the Streaks get it in. Quinn across midcourt to Andrew on the left elbow. Now on the wing, Dotson. Down low, feeds it to Jalen. Turnaround jumper, soft from the right hand, short. Rebound Kelly and Thomas for Dunlap. Eagles another chance to tie it up. Here they come into the front court. Thomas over to Truden, left side, backs up. Now back to Thomas on the right side. Guarded by Dotson under the baseline.
They're trying to post up Guyton in the low blocks on Quinn.
They get it to Calhoun on the left side. Skip pass right side over to Truden. Thought about squaring up. Gets it to Wallace. Free throw line. Back door. They overthrow Calhoun out of bounds.
And he was wide open there.
He was.
And just threw it a little bit too high and a little bit behind him. We got a break there on that turnover.
First turnover, right? On the
Dunlap
second half?
Yes.
6 for the game for the Eagles. None for the Silver Streaks, though. Is that right?
None.
On a feed into the front court, Cornell gets hammered going in as the Silver Streaks broke the press. And Andrew found Cornell cutting down court. Found him in stride on the pass, and then Cornell took a pretty good shot by Wallace driving in from the right side. And Cornell's first chance to score tonight. He's 0-for-2 from the field. Here's a couple of free throws coming with 2:39 to go third quarter, and the first one's up and in.
Good recognition by Andrew, and a good job by Cornell to see that open floor there cut and make the catch and have room to get to the rim.
Nathan Whitney back in for Dunlap. Wallace will sit down. He picks up his third foul. He's in double figures with 10 for the Eagles. And Tylan Parks back in, replacing Khalil Hodge. 3-point Silver Streaks lead. Second free throw for Dotson coming. Both clubs with 3 team fouls here through the third quarter. Second one by Cornell up and in. His first 2 points of the night. Galesburg by 4, 37-33. Calhoun across midcourt with a right-hand dribble. Right up the middle of the circle to the right side where the volleyball lines meet. Now up top it goes to Whitney, or rather Truden, right back over to Calhoun. Dribbles away from the Dunlap bench, back up top to Thomas. We're playing a little back and forth out there on the outside. Skip pass left side. Truden's going to shoot the three from the wing. Missed it. Rebound. Jalen tips it out. Chases it down on the sideline. Tied up by Guyton. And an alert play by the Dunlap senior to get out there. Nice job by Jalen to tip it out and chase it down. And then Guyton didn't give up on it. He went out and tied it up and gets it right back.
Hustle play there by A.J. Guyton.
And keeps it alive for another scoring opportunity.
Guyton, I'm sorry. Talking about his dad there.
On the left side, Truden with it. Just missed the three. Fires it right side to Whitney. Bounce pass on the inside. Calhoun. Pump fakes. Gets blocked. Put back up and in. Offensive rebound put back. 37-35. Dunlap back within two.
Persistence there paid off. He didn't give up on the play.
And again, credit Isaac Guyton for that one. For keeping that alive on
that
the outside.
Possession stayed with him because of that.
Minute 40 to go third quarter. 37-35. Silver Streaks by two. Left side, Tylen Parks on the wing. Looking over the defense, up top to Dotson. Got held from behind by Thomas. As a result, he couldn't receive the pass. And had Tylen not been passing it at right at that moment, I don't know how obvious that would have been to the officials. But Cornell couldn't receive the pass because he was hooked from behind. And it's a second foul on Thomas.
Yeah, that was a timing situation there. And in any other angle, that would have been an unusual situation, as Brad said.
Quinn on the inbound gets blocked out of bounds. Good hands by Whitney to deny.
Use your pass fakes there in your vision.
Now Andrew Anderson will pull the trigger. About 5 feet to the right of where Quinn was triggering it. Gets it into McCants on the wing. Up top to Dotson. Under a minute and a half to go. Left side, Quinn shoots a three. A little bit long. Rebound pops short back out to Guyton, who's got four boards in the game. And now a whistle. Official's going to talk this one over. It was Dunlap calling timeout. There was contact in the backcourt. But I think Tony Thomason was calling a timeout at the time.
I'm not sure he was or not, but they gave him a timeout.
30-second timeout by the Eagles. So 37-35, a minute 20 to go in this third quarter. That's Dunlap's second timeout.
And they're hanging around. They're doing a good job, and we're still just treading water a little bit and can't seem to get separation from them. We've not been near as good here in this half of getting to the rim offensively like we were the first half.
37-35, both teams with four team fouls. Dunlap with three timeouts remaining. Coach Tony Thomason has used two 30-second timeouts here in this second half. Silver Streaks used one timeout back in the first quarter. They have four remaining. And the possession arrow favors the Silver Streaks. But still a minute 20 to go third quarter. Lots of those aspects of the game not significant as of yet. Dunlap with the ball down two. Calhoun into the front court. Left side off the elbow, Truden. Back up top to Kelly and Thomas. Keeping the perimeter on the right side. Good passing by Dunlap in the second half. Narrows a bad one at midcourt. Cornell gets a steal and a foul called as Truden trying to get it back. Otherwise, Cornell would have had an empty breakaway at the other end. And Truden just reached out and grabbed him. Mike Reynolds is asking, I think, probably for an intentional foul, which would give the Silver Streaks the ball and two free throws, but it's not going to go that way.
Either that or swallow your whistle there, because the foul was whistled after he had got separation. He was going to get to the rim.
Quinn Anderson to the free throw line. Now up top, Jalen McCants. Jalen with a crossover dribble down the left side. Good contact.
Holy cow.
And he controls the body up and in with a left hand.
Outstanding move there. Big league move there.
4-point game. Batted away by Andrew.
Tough.
Tough
ball there. He missed that one. That
Andrew
ball
got a
off.
Hand on it and went off. Isaac Guyton down below us out of the side. Andrew was already headed the other way, but Dunlap's going to keep it.
Officials didn't see it, and he didn't ask for help there.
I don't know if
they
that
got
was,
a break there.
That might have been an anticipation call as much as anything. I really wasn't looking because I didn't think I had to, but Andrew clearly deflected that one off of Guyton. Now on the right side, Thomas scoops it up, circles around on the bank shot, and a chance at a three-point play.
And that break there that we didn't get really has hurt us here.
And Mike Reynolds is staring down the official here down below us who didn't give the Streaks the ball back, because now, instead of a chance to go up six or seven, the lead may be down to one as Kelly and Thomas goes to the line for a possible three-point play.
Yep. That's a tough one there, and Coach Reynolds is talking to the other officials, wanting them to help him out there, because that was just an obvious one that went off the Dunlap player's hands and out of bounds.
Thomas misses the free throw. Again, Dunlap continues to struggle at the line. Andrew Anderson with a rebound. Fires it down low. Good save by Cornell Dotson. Justin Endoff into the game, drives in. Gives off to Andrew, drives in. Over the basket, rebound put back McCants. Almost like a setup. I don't think he missed it on purpose, but
he anticipates beautifully and pursues the ball.
Now Endoff forcing Thomas back. Here's Guyton, top of the arc for three. Rattles off the rim, hung up there. Offensive putback won't go. And the Streaks take a four-point lead into the fourth quarter, 41-37. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, Camp Kids, Bethesda Church, and Blessings in a Backpack. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Silver Streaks with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Andrew Anderson to the free throw line. Steps back, puts it up and in. Good step back move by Andrew. Shot it. Nice, smooth rhythm. Puts the Streaks up six as we begin the fourth quarter, 43-37.
Tough shot. Gets separation. Allows him to have an open shot.
Kicked into the backcourt by Cornell Dotson. Dunlap will hang on to it. They've got Calhoun and Guyton along with Thomas, Truden, and Whitney on the floor to begin their fourth quarter, trailing the Silver Streaks now by six after Galesburg scores on the first possession of the fourth quarter. Up top, Thomas. On the right side, front of the Dunlap bench, now skips it back out to Guyton to the free throw line. Cut off, good defense by the Silver Streaks, has to dribble it out. Now back behind him to Thomas. Thomas works his way, skip pass left side over to Calhoun. Streaks leave him open, steps inside the arc. Thomas inside the lane, and he'll pull it back out. Up top, Guyton. Good defense by the Silver Streaks, not giving up anything easy here on this possession, forcing the Dunlap to work for it, but they're patient. In the lane, Truden gets it out. Calhoun for three. Off the back iron, in and out. Rebound, Guyton, and he'll pull it back out. Ball batted loose briefly, but Thomas gets to it. And officials timeout. Guyton going to the bench. He got hit in the eye or the nose, somewhere up along the face, and he was immediately heading to the bench. He was heading to the bench before the officials even blew the whistle to stop play.
Looks like he got hit in the eye, poked in the eye.
So Galesburg uses the opportunity to call a 30-second timeout with 6:50 to go here in the fourth quarter, leading by six. Well, again, they got, I don't know if Dunlap ran out of patience because they've done a very nice job in the half court passing, finding open shots, and then Calhoun ended up just putting one up from three-point range. He's the guy the Silver Streaks wouldn't mind seeing shoot the outside jumper. He's more effective penetrating.
Getting the rim, yes, penetrating. He may have lost, again, as a freshman, not really sensing the ebb and the flow of where they are offensively and what they're trying to do and what they've done well, and felt like he needed to shoot it. He got a little antsy and paid off for us.
So they'll reset coming out of the Galesburg timeout. In the right corner, this is Whitney with it. He'll pull it back out up top to Calhoun. Left-hand dribble and a foul away from the ball. That one's against the Silver Streaks defensively.
It's going to be Andrew Anderson.
His second. That's the fifth team foul on the Silver Streaks. On the inbound, right in the lane, Wallace, and the Kantz goes up, and Wallace indecisively just basically put the ball right into Jalen's midsection. He stuffed him. Now Anderson, Quinn from the right corner can't hit one, and Calhoun gets the rebound. That would have been big for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg almost got a steal in the backcourt, but now Andrew gets called for his third foul.
Yeah, that's a tough one there when you're 84 feet from the basket there.
I think Andrew's feeling a little frustration, too. He had the one. Yeah, now he gets a steal on the inbound. Right to the basket, up and in.
Ill-advised pass there.
by Dunlap.
I think Andrew is desperate to make something happen and get this game turned around. And now another foul on the Silver Streaks by Khalil Hodge, and just like that, Dunlap's into the bonus. Well, I was marking it down on the paper. I did not see what happened. Would Khalil go for a steal, maybe?
Khalil went for a steal along the sideline here and got arm there and was whistled for the foul.
And now Dunlap is shooting free throws. That might not be a bad strategy based on what we've seen.
What we've seen there, yes.
He's missed it. Andrew with a rebound. Quinn drives in right to the basket, and a foul called on Thomas Wallace.
Aggressive his to the fourth. Basket again by Quinn Anderson there.
And Quinn will shoot two free throws.
And he has a sense of when we need that to create something.
Well, I feel like the Streaks are just desperate to just go on a run here. The way they're playing here to start this fourth quarter, their attack mentality. And the free throw knocked down by Quinn Anderson. I mean, that's not a bad thing, but if you overdo it,
gotta
do
it under control.
Be ineffective, right?
Coach Morgan used to always say, everything you have to do under control.
Quinn knocks down both free throws, and the Silver Streaks lead is 10 now at 47-37. The Streaks have scored the first six of the fourth quarter. Dunlap breaks the press, and an offensive foul called as Anderson got back. Quinn stood right in front of Isaac Guyton and drew the charge. And that turns over Dunlap for the eighth time, and maybe the Streaks are on the verge of breaking this game open.
Great play by Quinn there, anticipating that, and then we turn it over.
On the inbound, Andrew tried to save it as Dunlap disrupted the pass on the inbound. Now a scramble for the ball after the miss, and Calhoun stepped out of bounds after he came down with a rebound, and the Streaks will get it back, dodging a bullet after the turnover. Ninth turnover on Dunlap. Quinn Anderson on the inbound to Cornell, and Andrew was cutting up court, and Cornell threw it behind him out of bounds. So now Dunlap gets it back in its side of the
infield. Composure here. We don't want to speed up our game here.
5:52 to go. Gelsberg by 10. 47-37. On the right side, Truton. Up top, Calhoun. Hodge gives him room to shoot. Calhoun backs up. Now up top, Kelly and Thomas guarded by Dotson. Guyton trying to square up on Quinn Anderson in the paint. They keep it on the outside, though. Patient set here by Dunlap. Now to the left side, Truden. They leave him alone. He shoots the three off the back iron. Rebound on the run to Cornell Dotson. Bounces it right side. Andrew up and in. What a feed from Cornell from the left side to the lane. Andrew with six in the quarter, and another foul on the Silver Streaks on the full court pressure. Eight team fouls. We'll walk it to the other end. They'll shoot a 1-1. 5:21 to go. Gelsberg by 12.
We had him trapped exactly where we wanted to along the baseline, but we didn't work together and allowed him to split the double team there, and as he did that, we fouled him as we tried to close it up.
Third foul on Khalil Hodge. To the free throw line, Kelly and Thomas on the 1-1. Knocks it down.
Yeah, those are self-inflicted fouls there, not the kind you want to commit. There's a good foul and a bad foul, and that's not the good foul.
Dunlap was 0-for-4 from the free throw line in this second half until Thomas knocked down that first one and the second one.
And they'll continue to try to press here.
49-39 Silver Streaks. Gelsberg into the front court. Anderson down low, wide open. Jalen up and in.
Great pass. And he has a chance to convert here with a three-point play.
Oh, I thought Gelsberg called the timeout. That was a late whistle. I mean, that ball was already through the hoop. I thought Mike Reynolds was calling timeout. But it's a chance at a three-point play on the second foul by Nathan Whitney. And Jalen McCants continues his stellar Martin Luther King Day play.
And his cut there was just beautiful there. He identified where the opening passing lane was and cut beautifully there.
Free throw in and out. Calhoun with a rebound. 51-39 Silver Streaks. Calhoun up top working to the right side of the arc back behind him, Thomas. Now left side, Truden. Pump fake on the three. Down low to Guyton. Gets it back out on the high low. Calhoun on the right elbow. Squares up for three. Now swings it down low. Gets it over to Truden. He'll shoot the three off the back rim. And the rebound, McCants. Dunlap just settling for jump shots here. Silver Streaks trying to take advantage of it. Jalen all the way to the other end. Kid actually missed one, but of course, he gets his own rebound put back.
Nothing new there. Doesn't give up on a play.
53-39, and a timeout called by Dunlap.
And we're gradually extending the lead, possession by possession.
53-39, the Silver Streaks have outscored Dunlap 12-2 in this fourth quarter. 4:34 to play, and Dunlap without a field goal. Take a timeout. Silver Streaks by 14. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
You can win up to $500 cash just by wearing the new gray WGIL button. Available for free at many locations. Find out where at WGIL.com.
4:34 to go in the game, 53-39, Silver Streaks by 14 after a career-high 18 and 10 rebounds in the win over Peoria earlier today. McCants off the bench for the Silver Streaks has matched his career-high 18 again tonight with 4:34 to play, and the Silver Streaks lead by 14.
He's a contender for the six-man Player of the Year award.
Boy, it's a real breakout day for the sophomore, isn't it? Here's Cornell with a steal. He just reaches in, takes the dribble away from Thomas, who got it down low, and then Thomas hooked Cornell from the back after the turnover.
And got them a little frustrated now, and that means we're on the verge here of really being able to put this game away.
After Silver Streaks led by four at the end of the quarter. Again, they've held Dunlap without a field goal for the first 3:35 here in this fourth quarter. And Cornell Dotson to the line, shooting a 1-1, and hits. Cornell doesn't have a field goal in this game. Dunlap's done the job defensively on him, but he's got three free throws for his only points. And that one there puts the Streaks up 15. Talked about McCants is 18, Andrew Anderson has 17, as Dotson knocks down both free throws. Biggest lead of the night now for Galesburg at 55-39, 4:20 to play.
Keep digging in and getting stops here.
Waller on the right side, swinging around left to Calhoun, drives in, here comes a double team, he gets blocked by Jalen, and then right back to him, puts it back up and in. 55-41, full court press by Dunlap, got to take care of the ball. Anderson in the backcourt. Kelly and Thomas will guard him, bringing it across midcourt. Everybody else sags back. Here's Quinn driving in all the way from the outside, but a foul on the floor ahead of that as Thomas picks up his fourth. Quinn dribbling around him, and now Quinn will shoot two free throws. Tenth team foul on Dunlap, and the fourth of the game on Thomas with 3:58 to play.
As they try to guard us man-to-man here, we just need to get the ball in bounds to a guard and then clear it out and let that ball handler go one-on-one and take the ball down the floor.
Quinn, 3-for-3 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter, representing all of his points in the game. Anderson came in just over 60% on the season from the free throw line. Second one up and in as well. 57-41 Silver Streaks, looking for their 16th win of the season, which would surpass last year's win total. Here's a missed three. Truden on the deflection gets his own rebound back. Ball saved out of bounds. Dunlap with it. Calhoun down the left side, floats it up and in with the left hand. 57-43. He's got 6.5, 14 for the game for the freshman. Dotson on the left wing. Up top, Andrew Anderson. Dribbles, found an opening, leaves it off for Cornell. Left side jumper, hits from 18 feet. There's Cornell's first basket of the game. Just trading baskets right now, keeping that 16-point lead. Calhoun in the lane. Ooh, and a blocking foul as Calhoun tried to float past Khalil Hodge. Khalil was trying to draw the charge, but it's his fourth foul instead. And Calhoun.
And a good call there, Brad. Khalil did not get into position there. He was late getting into position. And foul's called on him there.
Calhoun, 2-for-5 from the free throw line. First one up, and the left-hander drops it through. That's his first make since the first half.
And a good-looking freshman ball player.
44, Silver Streaks. Second free throw, rattles around and drops through now, 59-45. Galesburg by 14. Silver Streaks have scored 18 in this fourth quarter. Kind of the hallmark of these weekend victories has been big fourth quarters by the Silver Streaks.
Quinn doing a good job of staying in the middle of the floor where it's more difficult to get trapped.
He has it now on the left wing and a pass from Andrew. Drives in, ball knocked out of bounds by Kelly and Thomas. 3:05 to play.
We've sped up the offense here a little bit. We need to settle down here.
Quinn Anderson, Andrew Anderson, Hodge, McCants, and Dotson for the Silver Streaks. On the inbound to Jalen. Drives in, floats it up with the right hand, and he's got 20 for the game now.
Again, we know how effective he is getting to the rim there. That beautiful little floater there, finger roll.
And with that lanky body and the long arms, he's a matchup problem for Dunlap defensively, too. As a foul called on Gillsburg on the drive to the basket. That'll be the first of the game on Quinn Anderson. 10 team fouls on the Silver Streaks and 2 free throws coming for Isaac Guyton. Now there, Guyton did what you were just saying off air during the timeout, not understanding why Dunlap wasn't letting Guyton do more of that.
Yeah, I mean, I believe he's your best player and certainly your best creator and has the ability to score more than anyone else. I would have had the ball in his hands and allowing him to just get to the rim here and create plays for himself. And there he was able to. And that's the first time he's been on the perimeter.
Yes, that would have been his first shot attempt of the fourth quarter. Instead, it comes up as 2 free throws, 5.5, 8 for the game.
And they're empty in the bench now.
For Isaac Guyton, who now sits down. So 2:51 to go in the game. And the Silver Streaks are going to respond. Andrew Anderson and Hodge sit down. Dotson, McCants, and Quinn Anderson stay on the floor. Eric Price and Clark Hawkins in for the Silver Streaks. Hawkins in earlier. This is Price's first action of the night. Dotson to the left side. Hawkins on the wing. Silver Streaks by 14 as we wind down under 2:40 to go for the game. Up top, McCants. Right side, Anderson. Quinn on the drive to the free throw line. Pump fakes, puts it up, waited for the defender to go past him. What a rebound by Jalen McCants, reaching out with a long right arm. But then because he had to bring the ball down low to pull it back in, he got tied up, and Dunlap gets it back.
Again, his ability to be not only a big jumper, he's also a quick jumper.
Handoff goes to T.J. Carter, a 5'8 junior, into the game. Down to the near baseline and stepped out of bounds. Dribbled it too far. 11th Dunlap turnover. Here comes Jacob Young into the game for the Silver Streaks. Cornell Dotson will sit down on freeze-out night. Not a big student crowd in attendance. The theme certainly fitting. And Jalen McCants goes to the bench. And he gets a better round of applause from this crowd that's about half full here. A little over half full. Like to see Jalen get a bigger hand than he got, because another great game.
He's been outstanding.
Another great game off the bench. 20 points. Clark Hawkins, left wing, 3. A little bit long. Weak side rebound. Fought for. Dunlap comes up with it. Driving it into the front court. Adam White. Down the left side. Cut off by Young. Loses the handle on the ball. Finds its way to T.J. Carter. Drives in. Misses a shot off the backboard. And Young gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Jacob into the front court. Right wing and a foul away from the ball.
Nope. Stepped out of bounds.
Well,
I didn't
think
see
he was,
him step out of bounds.
I didn't think he was anywhere near
the.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Jacob, one of my fine golfers and a fine athlete and a great player, into the ball game now.
Adam Sampson. I knew I was going to do that at some point during the season. Mitchell Sampson into the game for the Silver Streaks. Of course, Adam, his father at the Knox County YMCA. Silver Streaks by 14 with under 90 seconds to play in the game. What a weekend this has turned out to be after it started so desperately with an underperforming loss to Moline. There's a spin move down low and a block. Good little move by Connor Rockow driving in from the right side.
Got nice move to get to the rim there.
Got Clark Hawkins to bite on the fake up in the air. First foul of the game on Clark. Minute 12 to go in the game. Scoreboard showing him with 2. I missed the one from earlier, I guess. Minute 12 to go. Silver Streaks will go 4-1 in this tournament. Rocco knocks down the first free throw. And again, Rockford East did also, but the E-Rabs are the tournament champions by virtue of their head-to-head victory over the Silver Streaks in the first game of this tournament on a Thursday night.
I know we'd like to have that one back, but you don't get do-overs.
Just like Rockford East would like to have that loss to Peoria back, too.
Absolutely.
Mike Reynolds even said in the pregame, by all rights, they really should have gone 5-0 in the tournament. Here's Eric Price up top, dribbling to the left side, found an opening, steps back, shoots and scores
nice
from 16 feet. Nice to see Eric create a shot, not just stand on the perimeter.
Absolutely.
And launch one.
Gives you one more weapon to your arsenal, and a big weapon there to be able to create your shot off the bounce.
50 seconds to go. Rockow driving in on Young, drew contact, scooped it up with the right hand, missed it. Mitchell Sampson with a rebound, gets it out to Price. Fires it into the front court to Kobe down the right side of the lane. Ramirez up and gets fouled. Let's see if Kobe can knock down a free throw. He's 0-4 for the season. Love the pass from the outside by Price, short
great
of half
move,
court.
Great pass, and a nice little spin move by Kobe there.
Silver Streaks by 14 with 39 seconds to go in the game. First one by Kobe, up and in.
Got it.
Much better looking form on that one, and a high arcing shot for the free throw.
Good backspin on that one. Silver Streaks have put up 23 points in this fourth quarter, continuing the recent trend we've seen in the victories. Second one up, and the high arcing shot gets a friendly roll.
Nice little dead bounce, and has a chance to bounce around and go in.
65-49 Silver Streaks. Hesitation drive on the outside by Carter, and a blocking foul called on Ramirez. Stopping the clock with 32 seconds to go in the game. Nice to see Mike Reynolds cutting up with some of the players on the end of the bench down there for the Silver Streaks, shaking some hands. He's all business during the game, so rare to see a kind of a lighter moment from him with 32 seconds to go in the game like that. First free throw up and in by Carter.
And in time to have him take a little load off. We've had to grind this thing for four straight ball games after the real disappointing Friday night game.
A disappointing three games in a row, as
Absolutely.
We've talked about. Losses to Rockford East, Danville, and then Moline. Especially those 15 first-half turnovers against the Maroons. That was the real downside of that game. Here's Jacob Young, left side three off the back iron. Rebound comes back to him, gets tripped up, falls down, and he's going to shoot two free throws with 17.7 seconds to go. This will be Jacob's first free throws of the season. And again, a heavy day here as well. We don't want to, again, forget and overlook the fact that things were pretty serious here. Young man for Maine South lost his father driving down from the suburbs today. Killed in a car accident.
And that trumps it all, that's for sure.
And that's certainly don't want to overlook. We're thrilled with the Silver Streaks victories here today. But nothing more important than those kinds of situations. Down to 12 seconds to go. Dunlap ball after Jacob Young makes one of two free throws. Kobe goes up for a steal. Rips it away. Drives on the other end. Strong to the basket. Got blocked. Rebound put back by Eric Davidson. And the Silver Streaks continue to battle at right to the very end.
Nice, nice play by Eric to stay with the play. Great drive by Kobe. Nice finish to the day. End of the tournament for us.
68-51. Silver Streaks put up 27 in the fourth quarter. And they win their fourth straight to go to 16-6 on the season. And they knock off Dunlap for the third time this year. We'll take a timeout, come back, give you the post-game show, including final numbers, and a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. 68-51 the final over Dunlap. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
It's a simple concept. Wheel alignment for life. Get four tires at Dave's Auto Body and you qualify for a free four-wheel alignment for as long as you own your vehicle. Just ask us for a tire quote.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Cratty with Cratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Cratty Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL, reminding you to get that hair on your head growing so you can shave it off and help kids with cancer on Saturday, March 3rd. Galesburg Shave for Kids benefiting St. Baldrick's will be from noon to 6 that day at Sidetracks. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, there's a wind chill advisory in effect from 6 o'clock tonight through noon tomorrow. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight, chance of flurries overnight, a low of negative 2 with wind chills of 23 below zero with wind gusts that could reach 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of flurries in the morning and a high of 15 with wind chills to 21 below and partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 0. Currently, it's 4 degrees at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win for the fourth straight time, 68-51 over Dunlap, and that wraps up a successful Martin Luther King tournament for the Silver Streaks club. And again, Steve, with two wins Saturday, two wins Monday, I'm not saying it completely wipes out the memories of that Moline game, but it sure feels like that Silver Streaks team is a lot farther in the past than it really is after how well this team really played. And emphasis on team in this four-game winning streak here this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you can point to a number of things here that show exactly that, whether it's the contributions from the bench. We don't have assists here, but we had a tremendous amount of assists over these last four games.
Yeah.
And to grind out four wins against four quality opponents in this short period of time, where, again, in every game we got off to a little bit of a spotty start, that's impressive. And, again, that shows the character of the ball club, I think, and that's a reflection of the coach, too.
And, again, 16-6, Galesburg, more wins this season than they had all of last year. And we'll talk with Mike Reynolds here before too long in the postgame. Are we ready for numbers, Steve?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's
give
you our postgame final stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
And again, a statistic here that we've not seen all year, and if we would have said this here at the outset, we'd probably say that we were going to be a loser tonight. 26 out of 49, outstanding shooting from the field of 53%, but the one that I'm referring to is we were 0 for 11. Three-point field goal-wise, and we've not been that all year, or close to that, in terms of not scoring a three-point field goal. They were 18 out of 45 for 40%, and 2 for 15 for 13% three-point percentage-wise. Rebounding-wise, we won the rebound war again tonight, 32 to 29, with a number of those on the offensive end that kept possessions going, and again, a number of those tip-ins by Jalen McCants. Turnover-wise, pretty even. 12 to 11, they had 12, we had 11. So again, and again, another tremendous fourth quarter. We were comparing numbers here. We have been putting up NBA numbers in terms of a fourth quarter scoring. 27 again tonight here after, what was it, 28 this afternoon?
Yep.
So, I mean, that's big-time finishes to put the icing on the cake here and basically run away and secure the ball game.
And free throw shooting. Dunlap finishes 13 out of 19. Silver Streaks were 16 out of 20. Take that anytime, whether it's a 19-point win or a 2-point win. Individual scoring here, starting off with Dunlap. They had two players in double figures. Gabe Calhoun, 16. Thomas Wallace, 10. Next up, Isaac Guyton had 8. Brad Truden with 5. Connor Rockow and Kellyan Thomas each with 4. Nathan Whitney and TJ Carter had 2. Brad Truden had 5. I don't know if I mentioned him or not. I might have overlooked him. Another career high for Jalen McCants. Third game in a row. This time he finishes with 20 points. 6 rebounds. Andrew Anderson, good bounce back game for him as well, 17 points and 6 rebounds. Cornell Dotson, 6. Nick Fields, 5. Quinn Anderson had 4. Jacob Carl had 4. Tylan Parks had 3 off the bench. Khalil Hodge, Eric Price, Kobe Ramirez, Eric Davidson all had 2. And Jacob Young had a point. Just about everybody got in on the scoring fun tonight, 68-51 over Dunlap. And the all-tournament team honors for the Silver Streaks go to Cornell Dotson and Jalen McCants. Take a break here on the postgame. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds after a 68-51 victory over Dunlap when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Nebraska. Coverage begins immediately after tonight's GHS game.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
68-51, Silver Streaks win it over Dunlap here tonight. Third time the Streaks have knocked off the Eagles during this season. Galesburg finishes the Martin Luther King tournament on a four-game winning streak, and they get to 16-6 on the season. Head coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Steve,
Brad,
take it away.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to be glad that this tournament's over just for one reason only. I don't have to look at this Minnesota Vikings.
I'm going to wear it. I told Houston I'm going to wear it until they win the Super Bowl. He goes, you'll be wearing it about another 30 years then. So I don't know.
Coach.
Bask in the glory while you have
it.
There
you go.
That's
I'd like
right.
to be able to say that too with my Bears, but I'm not even come close there. Is, you know, we showed in your mind, and this is a reflection again of the character guy you are. I mean, we have a really disappointing game on Friday night. There's no question about that. That's not what we wanted.
Did we play Friday?
I know, and that's
a long time ago.
We come back here and we play 4 really quality opponents, and we grind out 4 victories. You've got to be satisfied with something like that, especially the things that we showed here in these last 4 games and the grit and determination, which you always talk about, that's a very big component that you can't measure, but so important in athletics if you're going to be a winner.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that we were engaged defensively. We showed a lot of toughness. We shared the ball. We tried to play within our system. We were aggressive. All the things that we were not Friday night, we're the opposite. And I told our guys, you know, we want to play hard against Quincy, and we want to see where we're at. You know, see if we still have a little toughness to try to spread around in this league. But we did it really well. You know, 3 of those games are against 4A teams this weekend, big 4A teams. And then, you know, we had 1 against Dunlap. So it was a good test, you know. And you know, we could go to some other Martin Luther King tournaments that you know, you wouldn't play such good of teams. We certainly could do that. And, you know, we've taken our lumps here. I remember a weekend where, you know, we lost 3 or 4 games, and that's not very fun either. But we learned something about our guys. We learned something about our guys. And I think what we learned, number one, is they're fighters. They're not going to quit. You know, I told them on Saturday morning, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You know, people will give you sympathy. But nobody will feel sorry for you, you know, and that's just kind of the way of the world. You know, when we've had injuries or bad things happen to us, nobody said a word to us. And you know, we just got to show a little toughness and a little that buzzword right now, that grit, you know, and that's what successful people have. They, when things aren't perfect, they show grit, and we were able to do that.
Oh, and I've referred back to this a couple of times this weekend. Coming off that Moline game, our first pregame interview of this weekend, you were saying, it's really not about this tournament right now.
Yep.
It's really about us. All right, so these kids, as you were just saying, have really showed all of us something here in the way they've turned this around after 4 games. Now, where do you want to see them go from here? Because there's still a good, tough portion of this schedule left.
Yeah, we got 9 games. And, you know, what do we have, 6 conference games left? And then certainly St. Charles East,
right.
Who's got Division I player.
Shoot out here against Thornton.
TH North, yeah. Thornton Fry or TF North, and then Geneseo, who's got Division I players. So, you know, we're gonna roll into talent night in and night out, and can you sustain it? That's what I look at. You know, can we sustain our toughness? Can we sustain it, or is it just something that, you know, we're okay with being 16-6? Are we okay with that? I'm not. You know, I've got some guys in there I don't think are, but, you know, here's the problem. Play real terrible on Friday. You know, no ands, ifs, or buts about it. You know, we all lose our mind. We're not very happy. And then we come here this weekend, play really well. Now, the key is, you know, is good enough going to be good enough? You know, that's the key in my mind. You know, is good enough going to be good enough, or are we going to keep striving to be great? And, you know, we're not great yet. We're great in stretches. But to be great for 32 minutes, we haven't had very many teams like that. We've had a few. And, you know, this team has a chance to do some great things, not only in the rest of these nine games, but in the postseason. And, you know, I'm excited to see where it ends. I'm excited to see where it ends because I think we've got some pieces. You know, we aren't perfect, but we have some pieces, and we have a lot of guys that are willing to show some toughness, and that was nice to see.
Well, one of the things Steve and I were talking about, even here tonight, we know that we've got to find a way to get off to a better start because even in the wins, we were a little slow coming out of the gate in these three games.
It's not been something that we've ever had a history of. We've always come out roaring and raring to go, and it's a hard thing to figure out, and I know he's trying to figure it out. You have any idea?
Well, I mean, you know, the other team's trying to win, too. You know, they knew our you know, we played them three times, so they knew our go-to sets, and they tried to take those away at the beginning, and then they were able to do that. And, you know, the way Jalen McCances came through, you know, it's been big. I mean, he ran, I don't know what he had tonight. You know,
20,
and I don't know, 100 rebounds, it seemed like. But, I mean, he had more points in this tournament than he's had the whole season, I think. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the light went on.
Got him on the all-tournament team.
The light went on, and we just hope the light continues to go on.
And the sky's the limit for him, isn't it? I know you'd like him to develop a little bit of a mid-range jump shot and do some other things, but he's really got some.
Well, he hit a nice skills. You know, he hit a nice 16, 17 footer. He's just he's got some things that we can't teach. You know, instincts, long arms, long legs, long torso. He's just an athlete. And you know, sometimes those young athletes just don't know how good they are, and he's really, really, really good. And has a chance to be really, really good. I'd like to see him jump up to be about 6'9", because it looks like he has some of that in him.
We don't have that in Galesburg. Whatever in the
it's
water.
Been a long time.
We've never been able to come up with that.
I want to talk again about, Coach, just kind of the way this game evolved. It was very similar to the Maine South game in the sense that, you know, we just kind of went along. We only had a 4-point lead at the end of the third quarter, and again, we have this big fourth quarter. It's not the kind of thing you can count on, necessarily.
No, but I think what happened here today was, in both games, they had no subs. You know, they didn't sub much. It's their best two players, who we shut down pretty effectively for the first time in three games.
Yeah.
we shut them down pretty effectively, number one and number two, who are really good players. And, you know, made somebody else beat us. You know, they had one guy out with injury. That's kind of scored some baskets for us, number 23, or for them. And we were able to put our press on. And we did that, remember, we did that at Taylorville, too, when we started the fourth quarter. And, you know, we got an immediate steal on a layup. Then we got another steal on a layup. And the lead went from 4-9 pretty quick. And we never looked back from there.
It really does show something about your team, though, in terms of being able to stick with it through all the way through. Maybe we're not getting off to a great start like we talked about earlier, but we're finishing really strong. And that's a characteristic I think you've got to be very happy with.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's grit. Sometimes you need that in the fourth quarter. Sometimes you need that in the first quarter. The other night against Moline, we needed a lot of it, you know, first quarter and second quarter. But we couldn't get any. And tonight, you know, we got it in the fourth quarter, which was nice.
My last question. You talk about a lot of this with your bench. Your guys that are coming off the bench are really accepting your roles, and that's a hard thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. We brought Tylan in, and he did a nice job again. You know, I thought he took not a great shot. But then he came right back and got a rebound and laid it. I mean, he made up for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made up for it. And then, you know, Jalen, obviously, you can't say anything about his play. I mean, it was just amazing. And then, you know, Justin Endoff comes in and shoots. And we have played really well. And Quinn and, you know, we got about six guys that start, really. You know, Quinn and Nick, depending on the matchups, will start. Nick started a few games in the weekend. They're probably about even on starting for the year. But Nick gives us a defensive presence and, you know, And then Quinn played the whole fourth quarter. Along, you know, we didn't have two starters out there the whole fourth quarter. You know, Nick and Carl were out, and Jalen and Quinn were in, and I thought those guys did a great job.
We wanted to wrap things up here, just, you know, keeping in mind sort of the overall nature of the day, because, you know, we had to deal with something serious here, and we talked before the game, and you said you were open to addressing kind of the situation with Maine South. Tony Lavorato is nice a guy, and his class of a guy as we've come across throughout our years here, and I know your heart goes out to him and those kids for what they're dealing with here today.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what's been released, you know, to the media and things, but, you know, they went through a, you know, I don't even know if tragedy is the right word. There's no word to describe it.
No.
You know, with one of their people inside their basketball family and a parent that's been down here for a number of years. And, you know, to take that phone call from Tony today, it you know, just breaks your heart because, you know, he didn't know what to do, and there's no manual to be able to deal with that kind of stuff. And you know, I want to thank Coach Ruffin. From Peoria High, he came right in the locker room when I was talking to Tony on the phone, and he didn't even blink an eye. He said, absolutely, they need to go home, and they need to be with their families. And I think when all the details come out, I think people in Galesburg will understand, you know, what kind of tragedy went on there, and it's not something you wish on anybody. It just, you know, they've been coming down here. This is year 9 for them. And
they love it here.
They love it here, and all they talk about is the community and how great, you know, Dwayne is at Pizza House and Eric is at Country Inn and Suites and, you know, Ed Hansen is at the bowling alley. I mean, they've been everywhere here, and I know our community and our school will, you know, we took a moment of silence, but, you know, we'll also be in contact with them, see if there's anything else they need, obviously, in the coming weeks and months. But, you know, it's just a sad, unfortunate situation, and it, you know, anytime you see your kids down there, it you know, I got two playing on the court now. It breaks your heart because, yep, I can't imagine, you know, what their players going through, and I know I talked to Scott Gowan's dad from Rockford East, and he said, you know, obviously the word had spread through here, but he said, you know, my son came up and gave me the tightest hug he's ever given me, and you know, I don't. Hug your kids a little tighter today,
yep,
is what I can tell you.
No
it's
doubt.
It's very sad.
And I know in our situation with Jason, I told you here on the air and I've told you off the air, this man was nothing but supportive to all of our players and to our coaches. He's a real community person and somebody that everybody looks up to, and he walks the walk after he talks the talk.
Yeah. So we thank you, Coach, for handling things with the grace and the class and the style that you do on a daily basis, but certainly in the most difficult of circumstances too.
Yeah, thank you.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks as Galesburg wins it here tonight 68-51. Quincy in town Friday night. We'll wrap things up from John Thiel Gym when we come back after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you apologize?
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them, too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Final order of business here from Thiel Gym as we wrap up the King Tournament. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. We could, Steve, go with Jalen McCants again and have good reason to, but we're not going to. It's going to be Andrew.
Hard to argue with Jalen McCants. But again,
no
as you
doubt.
And I talk, that the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time of the player is about someone that's had a real impact at a critical time. And we talked that
which Jalen did.
He
so
certainly
not to
did,
discredit
certainly
that.
Did. Certainly did. And he's a superstar in the making.
We thought that Andrew has had a hard time getting on track offensively, and our club looks to him to provide offense and to make plays. And as he got that going, you could see the confidence that just spread throughout the entire team. And I thought that was a real springboard to us really taking off here and really sort of running away and taking over the ball game.
Anderson, 8 of 11 from the field tonight with a free throw, 17 points, and 6 rebounds. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. 68-51 the final. Gelsberg beats Dunlap for the third time. Fourth straight win, 16-6 in the season.
Boy, I like that.
Yeah, sounds great, doesn't it? Especially back when we were 12-6 and wondering what's going to be the direction of this team the rest of the way.
They showed a lot of character.
Bounced back very nicely. And I guess final thoughts here, Steve, and I don't want to certainly drag this out, but we talked, and we asked Coach Reynolds about it as well. We were looking at this stretch of games coming into the new year. Rockford East, Danville, Moline, 4A teams right off the back, more 4A teams coming into this tournament, Minooka, Maine South. Obviously, Peoria we knew was going to be a challenge, having to beat a team the third time, Dunlap. And then we run into Quincy, and that's kind of the stretch that we looked at. By the time we get to the Quincy game, because the Streaks won't have a game on Saturday, so that really kind of ends that sort of gauntlet aspect of this schedule. Well, we started off 0-3, and you talked about personality of the team. Mike talked about the record,
which is the exact opposite of the way we normally talk.
I remember you commented about that, and now here we are sitting at 4-3 through these 7 games, so we don't want to think about a loss to Quincy, but if that should happen Friday night, we still come out of it 4-4. If we think big picture,
which I think is the key, and Coach Reynolds is doing that. We're talking about where are we going to go with this here down the line, and how can we make a deep run in the postseason? And I know that that's what we're really gearing for, and that's what really matters. Yeah, we want to win out here on Friday night,
right?
Win throughout the season. That's the object of the game. But to really try to get better, peak at that tournament time where we feel like we could really do some damage with a ball club that no one ever expected this to happen to.
So I think as long as the Streaks don't take some big step back Friday night, which we could certainly argue they did in the Moline game this past Friday night, I think we can feel pretty good about the direction of this team, which, again, there's a lot of tough games still coming up. You guys mentioned St. Charles East and TF North that we got to play, and Geneseo's got a very talented sophomore on their team who's going to potentially present some problems. But
and this may be, you know, when I talk about this and look at this, I think this is Mike Reynolds' best coaching job. I mean, with a ball club that had very little coming back, to get through some tough stretches, playing the most difficult schedule that I've seen us play, and be where we are right now, that's really a fine job and a great body of work that he's put together thus far.
We look forward to seeing you Friday night when Quincy.
Absolutely. Yeah. I look forward to this game coming up in a big way.
16-6 is where the Silver Streaks are after a 68-51 win over Dunlap to wrap up the Martin Luther King Tournament 4-1. So we thank you for being with us here tonight and throughout this weekend for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Again, Fighting Illini against Nebraska coming up after this game, so we'll get you to that. For all the folks who've helped bring you this tournament and be part of it, we certainly lend our thanks to them, and we thank you for being with us as well. Back at it Friday night when Quincy comes to town as Western Big Six Conference play resumes then. For Steve Cheeseman to my right, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night and be safe. Have a good rest of your Martin Luther King weekend as it winds down tonight here on WGIL.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.